Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, the deepening political crisis in Zimbabwe is so bad that it's even embarrassing advertising executives. In March, Zimbabwe's first round of elections saw longtime President Robert Mugabe come in second, losing to opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai. Since then, opposition leaders have been attacked and killed. Recently, the firm behind Mugabe's campaign was identified as a local affiliate of the global marketing giant Young & Rubicam. Young & Rubicam responded by saying they would sell the Zimbabwe firm. The Zimbabwe firm made ads that claimed the opposition party was prone to violence. It also smeared the opposition as losers beholden to Western powers. Opposition leader Tsvangirai took refuge in the Dutch embassy, saying he's afraid for his life. He and his party are receiving PR assistance from Fleischmann Hillard.
If you think the U.S. presidential elections have gotten dirty at times, just wait. The conservative book publisher Regnery announced plans to release a book in August titled The Case Against Barack Obama: The Unlikely Rise and Unexamined Agenda of the Mediate's Favorite Candidate. 4 years ago, Regnery published Unfit for Command, a book that questioned the Vietnam War service of then-Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. The new anti-Obama book will be promoted by Creative Response Concepts, the same public relations firm behind the anti-Kerry group, Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. The author of the anti-Obama book, David Fredoso, is a former Ron Paul supporter who works for the conservative magazine National Review. Regnery says the anti-Obama book will cover the senator's relationships with Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, former radical Bill Ayers, and the Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
In other U.S. election news, a former lobbyist and top campaign advisor has come under fire. Charlie Black, who's working for Republican presidential candidate John McCain, said that another terrorist attack on the United States would, quote, be a big advantage, end quote, for McCain. McCain quickly distanced himself from Black's remarks, saying he has long worked to protect America. Black later apologized. But Charlie Black is no stranger to controversy. In 1990, he was North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms' top campaign advisor. The Helms campaign ran ads that seemed designed to scare white voters. Helms' opponent, Harvey Gantt, was African American.
You needed that job, and you were the best qualified. But they had to give it to a minority because of a racial quota. Is that really fair? Harvey Gantt says it is.
Until March 2008, Charlie Black headed BKSH & Associates, the lobbying arm of the major public relations firm Burson Marsteller. BKSH clients have included the private military company Blackwater, Ahmed Chalabi, and his Iraqi National Congress.
It's a marketing match made in heaven: bottled water and video games. That's because both the beverage and video game industries have come under attack for contributing to childhood obesity. The beverage industry responded by voluntarily limiting soft drink sales in schools and marketing bottled water to kids. But it's been a tough sell. As Nestle Waters' director of youth marketing said, after spending billions to get children to crave sugary sodas, quote, how do we get kids to prefer water, end quote. Nestle hopes its new marketing deal with the video game company Namco will help. The deal links Nestle's rocket-shaped bottled water with a video game called Active Life Outdoor Challenge. Special versions of the bottled water will advertise the game, while the game boxes will contain coupons for the water.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the global marketing firm Young & Rubicam. In the 1990s, the firm helped cigarette company Philip Morris fight restrictions on smoking in public areas and workplaces. Young & Rubicam suggested referring to smoking bans as reactionary and knee-jerk legislation. They also suggested calling independent health research into question by referring to it as biased, inconclusive, and alarmist. The firm's other clients have included Camel Cigarettes, Chevron Texaco, and the Wildlife Conservation Society.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.